بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we are looking at the issue of dua, and as I mentioned to you, Ramadan is the month for dua, and it's the month for dua because it is the month for taqwa. And when a person becomes a muttaqi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us muttaqoon, because all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are for the muttaqoon. So therefore, when a person becomes a muttaqi, the natural desire of the person is to ask Allah, to ask about Allah, to ask Allah. And as I mentioned to you in the ayat, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in the middle of the ayat relating to Ramadan in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I am close to him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made two conditions. Allah said, let him ask me, I will give him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, let him ask me and I will give him. But Allah put two conditions. Let him obey me and let him have faith in me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, and he will be among the rightly guided people. Now, my brothers and sisters, we know that in the Qur'an al-Kareem, every promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conditional. There are no unconditional promises in the Qur'an. Anything you want, anything I want, we have to do something to get something. If we want something, we have to do something. Without that, we cannot get anything. And that's the reason why it's very important to keep that in mind and ensure that we do the right things. Now in this ayat, therefore, the quest issue is of dua. Now, how do you make dua? What is the best way of making dua, inshallah? As far as time for dua is concerned, there are many, many times for duas, all, you know, throughout the day, time before iqama and adhan and iqama, between adhan and iqama, is the time for dua. After salah is time for dua. After any zikr, after tilawat al-Quran, in Ramadan especially at suhoor and iftar is the time for dua. At iftar we generally, you know, many people just run around searching for samosas. Instead of that, don't waste your time, sit and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is the time for the qabooliyat, for the acceptance of dua, especially for the acceptance of dua, is the time of iftar, because you have fasted all day for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now Allah is giving you. And at that time, instead of asking, you are running around somebody, don't do that. Also, those who have help in the house, who have servants, who are Muslim, let them go home. Or if they stay with you, let them stay in their place. Do not put them to do things for you and cook all kinds of food for you at that time, because this is time, precious time for dua, which is important for them also. So don't become a hurdle for that person, between that person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in times of dua, all of these, and of course, the dua at the time of tahajjud, which is extremely important and extremely powerful. So many times to make dua. Now, how is dua to be made? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us that methodology of making dua in Surah Maryam, in the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he asked Allah in a soft voice. He asked Allah in a soft voice, nida and khafiya, and how did he start? He started in a soft voice, then he spoke about his own weakness and his own inability and his own problems. He said, I am old, I am weak, my hair has become white, my bones have become weak, my wife is beyond the age of childbirth. And then when he makes dua, He makes a dua which on the face of it looks impossible. But then he is making that dua to the one for whom nothing is impossible. This is the hadith of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, who said that, and this is from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha said, do not constrict yourself, do not constrain yourself when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures and His capability and Allah's strength and majesty has no boundaries. So ask Allah as if you are asking Rabbul Alameen, which is what you are doing, but let that show in your dua. Don't make small duas. Don't make duas which are restricted. Don't make duas which have got all kinds of conditions, you know, around them. Make a dua completely and say, Ya Rab, you are the one, so you give me, right? Give me because you can give. Give me because I am asking you. This is the way to make dua. So when you ask Allah keeping in mind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ability to do anything. Don't constrain and restrict that by letting it go in your mind that, oh, but you know, I'm asking for this, but I don't know, the doctor said this and the engineer said that and the financial analyst said that and my boss said this and my consultant said this. No, don't worry about all that. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to give. Make dua. Make lots and lots of dua. And remember the conditions of dua's acceptance. This is the methodology. Condition of dua's acceptance is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with istighfar. The first step of obedience is to seek forgiveness for what we have done or failed to do. One of the two things. Something we should have done, we did not do, or something we should not have done, which we did. Both of these are obviously problematic. So therefore, we start off by ensuring that we do not fall into that trap of being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first and foremost is obedience. And obedience comes from understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by having His glory and majesty in our heart. So we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we make dua, don't lose hope. Many times we do this, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. Now he said that Allah, when a slave asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give him as long as he doesn't give up asking. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in His own time, at the right time, because He knows that which we don't know. The example I give, Ta'ala Allahu al-Amthal, is not an example of Allah. Example I give is if a 10-year-old child or a 5-year-old child comes and asks his dad, and he says, Dad, I want to drive. Can I drive? The father, what will he say? He says, sure, of course. Of course you will drive. So he says, give me the car key. No, can't give you now. You are too young. He won't say, you can never drive, you will not drive, you can't. No, he says, you will drive. But in due course, at the right time. So when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two kinds of things might be there. One is that what we are asking may not be good for us. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for asking, because this is the reward for dua, that dua itself is ibadah. And I will talk about that in more detail tomorrow, inshallah. But then Allah will give in His own time, because He knows. Allah knows and we don't know. وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ شَرُّ لَكُمْ وَأَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ شَرُّ لَكُمْ وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ خَيْرُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said again in Surah Al-Baqarah, it may be that you love something, but there is evil in it for you. There is danger in it for you. There is something bad in it for you. And it may be that you dislike something, but there may be good in it for you. And Allah knows and you do not know. So we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the meaning of you will be. We have iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We obey Allah, and then we have iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in keeping with His majesty and grace. And inshallah al-musta'an, we ask with this complete and total certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept my dua because He told me to ask and He said He will accept. Right? Allah so told us to ask. And He said He would accept. So inshallah, He will accept. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.